It's the annoying, aggravating, like, fighting, whining, tantrum, sibling rivalry, like, you know, when you're like, stop, and you find yourself saying, stop, 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 like, mm-hmm. 10 times over, and, you know, you tell them what they can do, because I've learned that from you, but it just sometimes, like, my two-year-old kept banging the door against the wall, you know, let's not bang the door against the wall, stop banging the door against the wall, and he just kept going and going.
Welcome to the Parented Podcast. I'm your host, Michelle Gams. Join me as we explore the hardest job that you will ever love, parenting your child. If you can take a moment to rate or review this podcast, that is life to our team that works so hard to put together these episodes for you. Thanks for considering. Today, I sit down with Meg, a mother of three young boys, ages 6, 4, and 2. At those ages, boys tend to use their bodies more than their brains, so parenting can be a real challenge. We discuss handling conflict when other people's children are involved, as well as your own, how to respond when your children incessantly ask for the same thing, modeling the behaviors you would like to see, and teaching problem-solving conflict resolution skills. This session with Meg provided so many questions and answers that we split it up into two. Stay tuned next week for part two and enjoy. Hi, Meg.
Hello.
Okay, so we've known each other a little while.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So tell us about your special situation at home, because I think it's special. What you got going?
Oh, yes, it is very special.
It is. It is. I mean, it is.
I have three boys, 6, 4, and 2. And, I just grew up with all girls, and just, you know, boys are a different beast, and so they are wonderful and challenging. And right now, I think what is really hard for me is the everyday listening, like mm-hmm. getting them to listen. Just I was breaking it down into like two different ways, like getting them to listen to stop doing something mm-hmm. and then trying to listen to get them to start doing something
mm-hmm.
and it's the annoying, aggravating, like fighting, whining, tantrum, sibling rivalry, like you know, when you're like, stop, and you find yourself saying stop, 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 like mm-hmm. 10 times over, and you know, you tell them what they can do, because I've learned that from you, but it just sometimes, like, my two-year-old kept banging the door against the wall, you know, let's not bang the door against the wall, stop banging the door against the wall, and he just kept going and going and going. My mm-hmm. four-year-old, like, he kept pressing the opening and closing the door. You know how they have those automatic doors to the minivans?
Mm-hmm.
And he kept using his foot to open and close it. Stop, like, I'm in the car, like, mm-hmm. and he just kept going back and forth just to see opening and closing it. Like, he mm-hmm. just wouldn't stop. And, like, stop hitting your brother, stop hitting your brother, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's just those little everyday listening problems when you don't have time to go into a big, you know, consequence, and you just need them to stop right now. Like,
right.
just the everyday stopping. And so, I mean, they do makeups. I've learned that from you. Like, when they hit each other, you know, at our house, we don't hit each other.
Mm-hmm.
You need to do a makeup with your brother.
Mm-hmm.
And my kid, they do that really well now. Mm-hmm. They know what a makeup is. And, like my middle son pushed a little girl at school yesterday. And, we, you know, he came home, we talked about it, and he painted a picture for her
mm-hmm.
and, you know, did Beautiful. A makeup with her and brought her the picture at school the
Beautiful.
Next day. So they really are, the idea of a makeup mm-hmm. is really good with them.
Yes.
It's so I beautiful. Use that a lot.
It's so beautiful because it's an opportunity for them to repair
mm-hmm.
and get back in integrity with themselves when they have wronged someone
mm-hmm.
instead of punishing them, that
mm-hmm.
they can fix it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an empowered place. So way to go.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you said they're five, not six, right? He's six? Is he six?
Six, yeah.
He's six.
Soon to be seven.
So six, yeah, three boys under six. I just want to acknowledge again with you, Meg, that's special because they are so freaking physical. And we've mm-hmm. talked about this, like three boys under, it's just their brain is in their muscles. And so you It's a beautiful family. I'm just saying, I really empathize with the physicality of what you're in.
Mm-hmm.
It's a unique thing.
Mm-hmm. It sure is. So how do I get them to stop those annoying behaviors?
Okay, so right now, I know right now, Meg, the stop, don't turn around and look at the chocolate boy over your head.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Becomes, how do you feel? How does that feel to you?
You do it.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I want to do.
Yeah.
Right. I really want to, that's all I'm going to do.
Yeah.
So the brain is not registering the don't or mm-hmm. the stop.
Mm-hmm.
And you said it earlier that it's saying what you want instead of what you don't want. So stop hitting your brother. What is it that you do want?
Play peacefully.
Yeah, but as a little boy, I don't know what peaceful is,
right?
Because I'm a physical thing and I really like touching my brother. So what is it you want me to do exactly, specifically? Tell me, what do you want me to do?
Not fight.
Okay, but not what you just don't want. Tell me what you want me to keep my hands to myself.
Keep your hands to yourself.
You
yes.
want me to touch soft. You want me to move away from my brother. Like, what is it you want me to do instead of telling me to stop something? Because I only want to do it more when you tell me to stop it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I only want to do it. You're going to turn around and look over your head and see what that's like.
Because
mm-hmm. the brain doesn't hear that part. All it does is make it more attractive.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to say what we want mm-hmm. instead. What you want. Instead of stop hitting your brother.
Mm-hmm.
Keep your hands to yourself, bud. I need mm-hmm. you to put your hands in your pockets right now, like specifically. So I understand. And again, these are boys. So specific as we can be is very helpful. Not general, mm-hmm. not kind of, I don't know how to, I want to be, you know, boys are gross motor. Like they are so, physical. And so they're not this fine tuned details. Like that's why I'm saying we got to spoon feed them the fine tuned details at that age mm-hmm. of this is exactly what I want.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I really want. I'd really like for you, honey, to put your hands in your pockets right now.
Yeah.
Just for like 5 seconds.
but if I find myself even, because I have said like, keep your hands to yourself, but then I keep repeating that because they just don't stop.
I feel like I need a logical consequence.
Yes. I have a hard time coming up with a logical consequence to the annoying, obnoxious behavior.
Okay.
And
yes.
I mean, because we use the timeouts or the calming spaces, and they'll go there.
Yes.
They'll answer their three questions. But sometimes, like, if we're in the car, if we're out in public, like, I can't do that. Like, and I just need something to make them behave.
Well, we need a muzzle and a leash and all these things. Are going to help if that's what we, you know, but you're right. Like, okay. Because, first if we're trying to control them, I mean, there's pressure there that we're feeling of, I just want to get them under control. Mm-hmm. Okay. So if you say, I want you to keep your hands to yourself, mm-hmm. I want you to put your hand, can you just put your hands in your pocket? Let's like, can mm-hmm. you count to 3 or 5 or whatever mm-hmm. they can count to? Put your hands in your pocket and count down from 5. Like you could do any number of creative things just mm-hmm. like just to interrupt the moment,
mm-hmm.
just to interrupt it.
Mm-hmm.
And then say, if it's not working, the loving guidance is gently intervening, mm-hmm. not grabbing anyone, mm-hmm. but gentle pressure on the shoulders, moving him away from his brother. Or gently mm-hmm. putting one of them in the cart, or gently, like, we're going to move. We're going to separate here. Because mm-hmm. all we can do is control ourselves. So mm-hmm. if we keep barking more and more orders at somebody who isn't listening to mm-hmm. us anyway,
mm-hmm.
it's not going to be effective either. So okay. what can we do to bark less and intervene more?
Okay.
Like to bring calm to this.
Mm-hmm.
To like literally like touch softly his own arm. Like we're going to touch. Like if he's getting aggressive or physical with the other brother, like we're going to like physically show him what soft is.
Okay.
I'm going to touch him soft.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I'm talking about, bud. I need you to touch soft.
Mm-hmm.
Put your hands in your pockets. Maybe like bring calm to this,
mm-hmm.
even though that's really hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's very hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
Or we just, like, if you, you know, the logical consequence that you're asking about mm-hmm. is how to make it fit the four R's: reasonable, related, teach responsibility, and respectful.
Mm-hmm.
How to be that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, if it is that, if that's what you're looking for, it's not in that moment, though, because mm-hmm. In that moment is one of, you're going to get in the cart if you're not following the rules out of the cart.
Mm-hmm.
One of you is going to get in the cart. Okay, that's a logical consequence.
Mm-hmm.
Or the next time I come, I won't be bringing you because you are not able to follow whatever rules I've outlined or expectations
mm-hmm.
this time. So mm-hmm. that's a logical consequence.
I do use the next time a lot. I use that a lot when they're playing with their friends and I need them to come in.
Yes.
I say, you know, it's time to come in, you know, it's time to come in. If you don't come in now, the next time you want to go play with your friends, you won't be able to.
Yeah.
So, and then sometimes I'll count like to 10.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Is that okay?
That's courteous.
Okay.
It's
and then they always come.
Yes.
And then they always come. Like the next time I do use a lot.
Yeah. Because it's what you're showing me by your behaviors when you come in, when I let you know,
mm-hmm.
and that's a courteous transition time you're giving.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's a 5-minute notice, 10 seconds for your little people, mm-hmm. you know, change that around that I'm going to count down from 10. I'm going to count backwards from 10. I'm going to count backwards from 15. Whatever, and I need you to be in the house then. It's instead of now, like mm-hmm. that's disrespectful. Now is disrespectful.
Okay.
If there's no transit, because all of us would want to give you the finger. Everybody mm-hmm. does. Nobody wants to be told now I have to do something. It's just courteous to give some kind of transition time.
Okay.
And then to do that, and then to say, even when they do it well, to acknowledge that and say, you know what, Leo, thank you for coming in on time or respectfully or by the time I got down to zero,
mm-hmm.
what that shows me is the next time you want to play with your friends, I can say yes.
Mm-hmm. So I can say, like, I'm going to count to 10. If you don't come in by the time I count to 10, the next time you won't be able to. So just give them.
Absolutely.
That's okay. To
yeah. And it's okay. It's okay. It's respectful to say that, Meg, before they even go out to play.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, y'all, here's what I need you. We're going to have a little powwow. You get down mm-hmm. with them, right down at their level.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are going out to play. When it's time to come in, here's what you're going to hear. You're going to hear me ring this bell or whatever, come outside or whatever it is you mm-hmm. do. And then I'm going to count down from 10 quietly or loudly, whatever it is you want to do. And when I get down to zero, I expect for y'all to be in the house. I need you to know that if mm-hmm. you don't do that, then tomorrow you will not be going out to play tomorrow. You can get another chance the next day.
Okay.
That's reasonable, related, teaching responsibility, and it's respectful.
Okay.
It's not screaming at them, shaming them, humiliating them, punishing them, and you're giving them the courtesy of the notice.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's up to them what they want to do after that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And like I was saying, when they do come, Meg, acknowledge that. Hey, you're showing me. You all have shown me that you really enjoy playing with your friends and you know when it's time to stop.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you. Hey friends, if you'd like to be a guest on our podcast, we'd love to have you join us. I'm here to provide support for you parents in any way that I can. If you would like more information about how to be a guest, check out our show notes for this episode.
I just want to throw out a few more examples that I feel like I live with every day.
Yes.
That maybe you can help me. Like,
yes.
They ask for something. Mommy, can I watch a show?
Yes.
Mommy, can I, play with the iPad or can I have a Gatorade or, no, not right now. We are, TV time's over for the day. And then the whining, like the, I didn't get to finish it. But usually I let them finish a show so I don't have to deal with that argument,
Good.
I'll let
That's
them know.
That's respectful.
Sometimes just like the answer is no, you can't have that Gatorade. You can't have any more eye time. And then, but I want it. And then they fight you, that kind of whining.
Mm-hmm.
And so I do the W with my fingers. and I'll do the try again, but if I want them to just stop the whining or stop the tantrum, you know, that's like, do I just ignore them? Like, it's that kind of comeback whine, mm-hmm. when they want something and, mm-hmm. and they can't have it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, and how do I make that stop?
Yeah. Well, we don't get to, like, it's move yourself. You, like, yeah, you move yourself. If it's bothering you, you know, that, okay, so you don't, we don't get whatever it is. Like, say, what is it? What is it we're talking about? The one,
you know, can I watch a show?
Okay. And the response is, you can watch a show tomorrow in the morning after dinner, whatever it is. Like, if you can, say when they can do that behavior, mm-hmm. if it's not right now.
Okay.
That's helpful too, because usually there's a time that that is going to happen. There's a time that I can have a candy. There's a time that I can have a juice. There's a time that I can watch a show. There's mm-hmm. a time that I can. So tell mm-hmm. me when I can.
Okay.
And mm-hmm. it's not right now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I start. And then, oh, but I really want to watch a show, and I really, mm-hmm. and then I would acknowledge that once,
mm-hmm.
which is the mirroring or just the repeating of, which is empathy and understanding. You're really disappointed that you don't get to watch a show.
Mm-hmm.
I do that once. And then after that, I wouldn't say anything.
Okay.
But I really want to watch a show, but I really want to watch a show. I wouldn't say anything. I might touch them lovingly, like rub mm-hmm. on their shoulders or just give them a hug or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's loving them through their disappointment, but I'm not going to talk anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not going to talk about this anymore. We're not negotiating. It's just, they're disappointed. They're allowed to be disappointed, and they're working through that.
Okay.
And if it bothers you, move yourself.
Okay. So empathize.
Yes.
And then.
Yeah. Once.
One time, and then just move away, because they just follow you wherever Absolutely. You go. So just,
yeah. And if it's, so if that's it, Meg, if that, so, okay. So empathy, that one, but then if it's what you're talking about, if it's the incessant, perseverating, you know, it's the, but mom, I really want to watch mm-hmm. a show, but mom, I really want to watch mm-hmm. a show. Mm-hmm. Yes. show. That's if it's, it. If that's it. Okay. If it's that, then I answer once when you can. When can I?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then I just say, I love you, Simon. I love you, Simon.
Mm-hmm.
My mom, I really want to watch a show. I love you, Simon.
Mm-hmm.
I love you, Simon.
To say, I mean, it's kind of like your fallback when you don't know what else to say. Just say, I love you.
Well, it does a couple things, Meg. Yes, it does. But it's especially useful when it's repetitive asking.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why it's helpful. It's because it softens you, mm-hmm. most importantly. Mm-hmm. It softens you because mm-hmm. you are so annoyed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's like, it's a response that, and it's not, it's a love, obviously a loving response. So it softens you to them. And they recognize in that moment when they get the, I love you, son, but I really, I love you, son. It's like, oh man, I'm not getting anywhere with her.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a knowing that happens in that moment.
Okay.
For everyone, because I'm no longer responding to your stimuli. That happening.
So I keep repeating, I love you, or do I just say it once and
gently, slowly? If you could, he could keep going, but I want to show, I want to show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't have to be to every, you know, one for one. But if you're going to respond, that's what I'm going to respond with.
Okay.
Because you've answered once, I'm not going to keep answering the same question over and over. I love you, honey.
Mm-hmm.
I love you, and it really will help you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Are we there yet, Mom? Are we there yet? Are we there? Yeah. And you've answered. We'll be there after we get past the McDonald's, or we'll be getting there after we have lunch. Have we had lunch yet? You know, on long road trips or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And when are we going to? And then it's just, I love you. I love you. And they realize, dang it, my mom has answered this, and she's not going to answer it anymore.
Okay. So answer it and say, I love you.
Yes. That's it.
Answer once.
Yes, it
and
is.
Just say, I love you.
Yes, okay. Kindly. And if you, and if it just keeps going, mm-hmm. you move. If you can't handle it, or it's bothering you, you're going to lose it. which happens, you move. Do whatever you need to do to take care of yourself.
So I have a question. Have you ever heard of this book, 1-2-3 Magic?
I have heard of that. It's been around a long time.
I'm curious what your thoughts are, because they their system is basically for stopping this obnoxious behavior that we're talking about is, you know, you say no, the kid whines, you say that's one. They keep whining 5 seconds later, you say that's two. And then, you know, they keep it up, you say that's three, go take a timeout.
Mm-hmm.
And then basically the consequence is either you take a timeout or a timeout alternative, which is basically a punishment because it's taking away, mm-hmm. You know, a toy or taking away allowance or let's see, what were the other timeout alternatives?
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, loss of a privilege,
mm-hmm.
or a toy, bedtime earlier, you know, money off of your allowance, or no, mm-hmm. electronic entertainment for 2 hours. So, you know, you could do the timeout or the calming space,
mm-hmm.
or that timeout alternative. What mm-hmm. are your thoughts on that?
Okay, Meg, remind me when this book was written. What's it say at the front?
I think this is an updated version. I want to say 2016.
But originally, I mean, it's been around a long time, I think.
Oh, has it?
I think it's been around a long, long time.
This is the sixth edition, so
right.
Yeah,
it yeah, like it's
yeah, this classic. Is a copyright 2016, so.
But then.
I don't know when the original one came out.
Okay.
So, I mean, their timeout, yes. I think, would work, but then. Is the timeout alternative just punishment that
yeah,
we should
that
not
is,
do?
Well, you already named it. All that is punishment, which makes children very, very angry at you okay. when you remove. And parents go for the currency. That's what that is the currency is, let me see what the child's currency is, and I'm going to take that. And all it does is make them furious at you, and they're not reflecting on their behavior. And I would also caution about the timeout, because their version of timeout is the typical version, which is they're going to, you know, the parent tells the child where to go sit and for how long. Is mm-hmm. that right?
Right. Yeah. The typical one.
Right. Yes. Yeah. And so you've mentioned here self-calming, which is different. Mm-hmm. Self-calming is where the child decides where they're going to go, and they go for as long as they need to go, and they come back when they're calm. And then you mentioned there are three questions that need to be answered. Can mm-hmm. you share what those are?
Yes. Yeah. What is the problem? What is your part of the problem? And what can you do differently next time?
Beautiful.
So, and then so my boys will go, they'll like, they have to be calm and they have to answer those three questions. And that's another thing that I've really used with them, and it works really well. But sometimes they'll just go like around the corner. Like it doesn't matter if they go to a different time, a different place every time,
no,
right? Like
no.
As long as they go to it and they come back on their own.
Absolutely.
Okay. So
that's freedom and power that they have, instead of the parent having the power trying to get them to sit somewhere and stay there for a certain period of time. And all the child is doing is getting furious and angry, and they're not reflecting on their behaviors. But what you just described is they can go for 30 seconds, they could go for a few hours, it's up to them, but they need to come back answering these three questions. Mm-hmm. What was the problem? What's your part in the problem? And mm-hmm. what's one thing you could do differently next time? Therein lies ownership and accountability of whatever the behavior was that got them into time out, quote, mm-hmm. quote, which is different, a different way of handling it, self-calming. So you're saying that it's they're going for brief periods of time, mm-hmm. and then they're coming back, and then are you verbally talking through those mm-hmm. questions and answers, mm-hmm. and they're able to do that. Mm-hmm. Well, he did this, I did this, and this is what I could do differently next time.
What's interesting is they'll go straight to what they did wrong instead of the original problem, which it took me a couple times to figure out. I'm like, what is the original problem? I thought the original problem was that you just hit him. And I'm like, no, the original problem was that your brother knocked down your, you know, tower that you just made,
right.
You know, and
yeah,
it took me some practicing to figure out the original problem. Cause I thought the only problem was, you know, his reaction to something. Mm-hmm. So that actually was training on my part.
That was
figuring out what the original problem
that
was.
Is so beautiful though. It's rewinding and diagnosing. This just didn't come out of nowhere.
Yeah.
He didn't just come out at and just do this behavior. It was, mm-hmm. he was motivated by something.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like rewinding back to figure that out. And how beautiful is that? Way to go.
So could I kind of use the 1, 2, 3 counting, if I use it with the self-calming or like your version of the timeout, like the version, not the old version, but would that be okay or no?
Well, you can do whatever you want. So let's start with that. I mean, you can do whatever you want, Meg, at your house.
Yeah. like if I just, you know, counted, you know, the wine, that's one.
Yeah, you can. And some people find it to be effective and that their kids, what I have found is that it teaches children to count.
Okay.
And it teaches them that they have three strikes.
Right.
Which I'm not sure that I want them to have three strikes. Like it's, okay. I'm not going to answer your question three times. Mm-hmm. I'm going to answer it once.
Okay.
And then I'm going to have a different way of handling it. Like, so for instance, let's say if it's, can I watch a show?
Mm-hmm.
No, that's one. Can I watch a show? That's two. Mm-hmm. Can I watch a show? That's three. I mean, it's like, what are we teaching him? That he asked three times and then what?
Okay.
Versus I'm going to tell you when you can watch a show.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm not going to respond any further. And I'm going to tell you I love you. And I'm going to move away if you're, you know, experiencing a fit or dealing with your own disappointment. That's totally fine. Like, I see that you're disappointed and I get it because you really love the show.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay to feel disappointed. It's okay to be mad.
Okay. All right. I'm glad we had this because I've been wavering back and forth. I'm like, should I try this method? Like,
yeah, well,
or
people
not,
find it to be effective, I think, you know, like it's a tool. Consider it another tool if you want to, you know, use it.
Yeah.
It's a tool.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it can also lead to what we talk about, which is that they feel like they have a whole lot of opportunities to basically irritate you.
Mm-hmm.
Like I get three opportunities to irritate you.
Mm-hmm. Instead
before
of just solving the problem after the first
right
wine.
Until yeah and you a little while ago you referenced some things. Could you explain that? You said the three fingers W and then the redo or try again.
Mm.
Could you explain what you're doing with that, please?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Max will come up, my 4-year-old. Mommy, can I have a cupcake right now, please? I want a cupcake. You know. And I just hold up a W with my finger and I circle one finger around after the W and he knows now to just kind of recalibrate and say, Mommy, can I please have a cupcake? Like,
yeah.
Like I do the W and that, and
uh-huh.
I say, you know, I don't even respond now to like that annoying whining voice. I just hold up the W, do the try again. And then, you know, he knows to recalibrate. So that works for when they're asking for something in an annoying whiny voice.
Yes.
I think what I was just struggling with is when there was just whine for whining's sake, not a question, but just right. Whining for whining's sake.
Right.
So I just need to move away.
Yeah, right. Because we want, I mean, this is human nature, Meg, is we all want to control the other person and get them to stop their behaviors.
Yes.
Instead of what we can influence, which is ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I can say, this is really, I'd like to stay in this room with you.
Mm-hmm.
I love being with you. This is really hurting my ears.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to move.
Okay. So I just need to move away some more. That's what I probably don't do enough.
And our tendency as human beings is to try to control someone else. Like mm-hmm. to go, you need to stop and it's you
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to blame you and I'm going to
mm-hmm.
attack you. And no, it's not. I mean, problems have owners.
Mm-hmm.
Your problem
mm-hmm.
that you own is this is bothering me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then let's move and take care of you because he clearly doesn't have a problem with it. I never said it would be easy. I only said it would be worth it. Peace to you, Mom or Dad. It starts there. You've got this.